Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine for a moment that you're dealing with, chronic tension, maybe bad posture. And traditionally, fixing that means you have to do something.
Yeah.
Physical therapy, massage. Maybe you've got one of those smart wearables.
Right, like a 10S unit or something that buzzes when you slouch.
Exactly. And it needs charging. It has wires, batteries, machines. You have to actively participate.
Hmm.
Now, what if you could just throw all of that out the window?
And that is precisely the premise we're diving into today. We're looking at a company called Intelligent Threads. It's a line of apparel, bedding, things like that. And the claim is that they can deliver muscle relaxation, even help with your body's alignment, just by wearing the clothes. Zero external power. So our mission here is to really take apart the claims behind what they call the world's first muscle-relaxing clothing technology. We'll dig into the science they propose, look at the, frankly, the massive results they advertise, and then, of course, we have to talk about the fine print. And all of this is based purely on the sources we were given.
And when you were going through all that, what was the one claim that just made you go, wow? The one that sets this apart from, say, compression gear or a weighted blanket. For me, it was the sheer audacity of the core promise. It's, and I'm quoting here, real rapid relief. Mm-hmm. That is, as easy as putting on a shirt, no wires, no machines. That suggests the tech isn't just in the product, is the product.
That's it. Exactly. It's the simplicity on the surface, but the incredible complexity of the mechanism underneath. The sources are basically claiming a breakthrough that moves beyond just biomechanics and into something like biophysics. I mean, they're selling a totally passive solution to what is, for most people, a very active problem. If they're right, this could fundamentally change how we think about long-term wellness and recovery.
So let's start right there. At the heart of it all, the sources talk about TRT. That's revolutionary tension release technology. If we just boil down all the marketing language, what is this stuff actually supposed to be doing to your body?
It's meant to be very, very targeted. According to the material, there's an embedded material that's engineered to interact directly with your muscular system.
Hmm.
So the goal isn't to squeeze you like compression gear or heat you up. Its only job is to release and relax muscle tension that's already there.
Okay, so it releases the tension.
Right. And the stated benefit of that release is that it allows for improved overall body structure alignment.
Mm.
They really focus on this idea that if your muscles just let go, your body can naturally find its way back to a healthier structure.
It's almost like they're looking at the body less like a medical issue and more like an architectural problem, like, a structural integrity thing.
Exactly. And the material says the company is devoted to improving life through, and this is their phrase, preventative and recovery care based on structural improvement of the body. They see tension as the root of the problem, and the clothing's job is just to turn that tension off at the source.
Which, of course, leads to the big question everyone listening must be asking right now.
Mm.
How does a normal-looking shirt or pair of pants do that with no power source? I mean, before you even get into the quantum stuff, is there a simple way to explain how it's supposed to work?
We have to try, because the answer they give isn't magic. It's just, well, it's proprietary and very conceptual. The sources seem to imply that this infused material acts like a tiny passive antenna. It's theorized to gently signal the body's own electrical system, specifically the muscular system, and sort of encourage it to go back to its baseline relaxed state, just through skin contact. It's not described as some powerful force, but more of a constant, subtle reminder, a retuning signal.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because the science they lay out, it goes into territory that frankly challenges how we think about making textiles. They call their method an innovation focus, and they detail this proprietary process.
And that process is the infusion itself. They claim they infuse something they call quantum energy into the textiles at a molecular level. We really have to pause on that for a second. That's a very significant claim. It immediately separates this from any other wearable we know of. By saying it's quantum energy at the molecular level, they're arguing the power source is literally woven into the fabric. It's not a battery you clip on.
And that lasting power is so critical. If the sources are right, it completely gets rid of the biggest headache with wearables, right?
Yeah.
The battery dying, the performance getting worse over time. If this energy is truly part of the molecules, the result is what they call a continuous release.
A continuous release with no charging. I mean, that's a massive differentiator. Hmm. Think about high-tech recovery tools, compression vests, heating pads. They're all fighting against physics. Batteries die, materials wear out, you have downtime. The sources here claim this molecular integration means the fabric never needs a charge, it never experiences performance degradation over time, and it just, it just keeps working.
That idea of permanence has to be a huge selling point, especially when you see the prices. What kind of proof do the sources give to back up that it lasts?
Well, the FAQs are pretty direct on this. The company says they've been testing since 2016 and that regular washing and usage has done nothing to alter the effectiveness. So you can't wash it out. You can't wear it down. They claim it lasts for the life of the product.
And they've tested that.
They say it's been tested over 8+ years and hundreds of washes. And they actually contrast this with their other products. They have a topical gel that lasts 6 to 10 hours and a special tape that lasts for 7 days. The clothing is positioned as the permanent, continuous investment.
All right, so if the physics are a little hard to wrap your head around, the results they're claiming are, well, they're not subtle at all. Let's shift from the how to the what. Let's look at the numbers, because this is where the data in the sources really makes you sit up and pay attention.
Indeed. According to the source material, the figures are, well, they're statistically perfect. They claim that 100% of over 20,000 people and animals tested showed two things: a release of engaged muscles and an improvement in body alignment.
Hold on. 100% of 20,000 people and animals. That kind of perfect number, it always invites a bit of skepticism. Did the sources say anything about how they measured release or if the testing was independent? We have to stick to what's there.
We do. And no, the sources just give us those top line numbers, not the methodology behind them. But they actually go further. They cite that out of over 10,000 users tested, they experienced a 70% structural improvement.
70%.
Which suggests that for a huge majority of users, the product created a really substantial measurable change in their body's actual physical structure.
That's a staggering claim to build on. 100% of users see that first step, the muscle release. And that then leads to this 70% structural improvement rate. So if that first step really is a given, what are the downstream benefits? What does the company say happens once your structure is improved?
The list is pretty comprehensive. It touches on almost every part of physical well-being. The materials list things like decreased muscular discomfort, improved posture and alignment, faster recovery time, increased circulation, even improved endurance, enhanced flexibility, and this is a big one, maximized sleep. The implication is clear. Get your structure right, and all these other wellness benefits will follow.
Now, getting those kinds of results, especially with claims of 100% effectiveness, it comes with a price tag that definitely puts Intelligent Threads into a luxury wellness category. The cost is really important context here.
Absolutely. When you see a Harmonix bamboo bedding set for $700, you realize this isn't some mass market gadget. This is premium. It's priced on the assumption that the 100% success rate for that initial muscle release is real and that it translates into major lifestyle improvements for the buyer.
So let's just lay out that investment level for a moment. They have different lines, right? Athletics, sleep, leisure. What are some of the other price points?
It is a steep investment. Like you said, the bedding set starts at $700. For apparel, a Riso Pima V-neck t-shirt is $350. A pair of Riso Kinetic joggers will set you back $400.
$400 for joggers, wow.
Even the topical tension release gel, which is temporary, costs $145. This is really positioned for someone who is all in on wellness and is willing to invest a lot for a continuous passive benefit.
And I'm sure that high price is backed up by some very enthusiastic user testimonials in the source material.
Yeah.
We see things like people feeling 45 again at age 69, increased energy, saying the technology really works.
Right. And that claim of feeling 45 at 69, that's incredibly powerful marketing. That kind of emotional proof is priceless for a brand like this.
Right.
But we have to separate that from the company's official claims. The testimonials are about how people feel. The 100% release and 70% improvement rate, that's their technical proof. And the gap between those two is where the fine print becomes so important.
This raises an important question, because after hearing about 100% muscle release and quantum energy and feeling decades younger, you might think this stuff is a magic cure. What do the sources say about disclaimers, the necessary caveats?
The disclaimers are there, and they are crystal clear. The official statement from the source material is explicit. Intelligent Threads will not treat, cure, or heal anything. And that's a crucial distinction. It firmly positions this as a wellness tool, not a medical device.
That adds some much-needed nuance, doesn't it? It stops you from thinking it's a cure-all. So even though they claim 100% of people get that muscle release, they also state the technology is not a magic bullet. Why? If the release is guaranteed, why aren't the benefits?
Because they say the benefits that come after that release, like less pain or better sleep, those depend entirely on the individual, your body's unique chemistry, your structure, old injuries, scar tissue, metabolic factors. all of that plays a role. The technology just provides the release. Your body is responsible for the healing. It's like you can't put a perfectly level shelf on a crumbling wall and expect the wall to fix itself.
That's a great way to put it. So it sounds like the clothing creates the opportunity, but the user still has to do some of the work. It's not purely passive after all.
It's not passive in its application, no. And that's a key distinction for anyone listening. The source material is very clear that users need to combine the gear with suggested gentle movements and stretches. The clothing creates the optimal state for your body to realign, but you have to actually do the movements to help your body realign successfully.
Mm-hmm.
So the clothing is the passive foundation, but getting the full benefit requires an active partnership.
So what does this all mean? Let's try to synthesize this. We've got this core proposition. Clothing infused at a molecular level with quantum energy. It claims to provide a permanent, continuous release of muscle tension and a 100% success rate in that initial step. I mean, that's an engineering claim that, if true, completely changes the wearable tech game by getting rid of batteries.
Right. But that huge claim has to be held in balance with the very firm disclaimers we just talked about. The sources are clear. They promise a structural release, an opportunity for improvement. They do not promise a cure for any medical condition. And the benefits are highly individual. This really places Intelligent Threads in the category of a cutting-edge structural wellness tool. It's designed to optimize what your body can already do, not to replace medical care.
It's fascinating, because if you just step back and look at the core idea, this durable, continuous energy infused into fabric for the life of the garment, it really does throw down a challenge to all the other recovery tools that need to be plugged in.
Absolutely. Just think about the whole world of active recovery. Your smartwatch tracking your sleep, your heating pad that needs an outlet. If this technology can genuinely help improve your body's structure for the entire lifespan of a shirt without ever needing a charge, what does that predict about the future of all those battery-powered wearables? You know, if your clothes can passively provide a structural benefit for 8 straight years, why would you ever need to charge another device to do the same thing? And that's the provocative thought we'll leave you with today.